news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I know it's a big surprise, but another hot one on tap today. We'll get more details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. 77 now. Let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with our traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Benson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far Mobile Police Department state troopers are clear. Construction begins today on the inside lanes of Beauregard and Broad Street. That's going to be downtown, closed between Lawrence Street and State Street. Crews will be start working the road and take about 2 weeks to complete the construction. Speed limit will be back down to 25 miles an hour. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Benson Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day at BensonSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be hot with temperatures in the upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, sunny and hot again with highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feel at home with First South Farm Credit in Bay Minette. For all your distinctive loan needs, whether you're looking to buy land, country home, or farm, a simple loan process for you. Let a First South Farm Credit experienced loan officer put 100 years of experience in supporting rural communities and agriculture to work for you. Financing land, farms, and dreams. First South Farm Credit, 209 East 2nd Street in Bay Minette, your land and ag lending experts.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday, voting day for some of y'all. Polls open in Fairhope and Spanish Fort. Talk more about that in just a second. Plus, energy prices spiking after those Saudi oil attacks, and we'll get more on what the president had to say about that yesterday. Oh, by the way, in breaking news, I did get the, I think I got it. You know, there's so many different communications you get these days, email, social media, text, or whatever, and I got to
voicemail.
I gotta make sure I got it from the right. So I think they texted me, or maybe it was an email from, I think maybe an email from the Fairhope Police Department. No tickets issued yesterday for feeding the geese.
Zero.
So clean yesterday, but we'll see what happens today.
Great work, everybody.
There you go. And if something changes on that, we'll absolutely let you know. Let you know more now with headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 happening right now. All 67 Alabama counties are under a fire danger advisory due to dry conditions. The Alabama Forestry Commission says that current drought conditions have persistent high temperatures combined to create a high probability of fuel ignition and an atmosphere favorable for wildfires. They go on to say that within the last 30 days, there have been 192 wildfires burning some 2,221 acres of land across our state. Three of those fires were more than 100 acres in Bullock, Choctaw, and Wilcox counties, and approximately 500 acres in Mobile County. Now, while burn restrictions are not in place, the commission is asking everyone to delay outdoor burning until conditions do improve. If you must conduct any type of burning, you're encouraged to be sure to take all necessary safety precautions. Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes with more on when we can expect to see rain in our forecast. In your health news, edible items marketed as CBD lace with synthetic marijuana in Alabama. That is why Alabama health officials issued a warning that products labeled as the cannabis extract, CBD, may not contain what they claim. According to the Associated Press, the state's forensic scientists had identified dangerous synthetic marijuana in more than two dozen vapes or edible products which were marketed as CBD. The differences were as a result of some operators capitalizing on the popularity of CBD by substituting a lesser-priced street drug instead. The swap in ingredients has sent dozens of people nationwide to emergency rooms because, unlike real CBD, synthetic marijuana gives an intense high. In at least 13 states, lab testing shows spiked vape or edible CBD products like gummy bears. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009. alabamacaregivers.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Tuscaloosa police officer was shot and killed in the line of duty. Officer Dornell Cousette was serving a warrant when the suspect ran into a house. Gunfire was exchanged. Both were hit. Cousette was rushed to the hospital where he died. The 40-year-old officer was a 13-year veteran of the Tuscaloosa Police Department and a father of two. A doctor in Mobile has been arrested, accused of illegally prescribing painkillers. Chiquitra Maltbia has been charged with possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance. From 9 until 3 today, veterans can get free dental care in Pensacola. Aspen Dental will offer the free services in their handicap-accessible mobile bus parked at Vince Wibbs Community Maritime Park. That's on West Main Street. Voters in Spanish Fort and Fairhope will decide today whether to increase property taxes to fund more programs for schools. You can find more information about the vote on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Odell Beckham Jr. has a night in New York. The injury bug hits NFL quarterbacks, and a former Alabama safety is on the move in the NFL. It's a quarter after six on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns got their first win of the season with a 23-3 victory over the New York Jets. The depleted Jets were already without starting quarterback Sam Darnold after he was diagnosed with mono last week. In the second quarter, his replacement, Trevor Siemian, went down with a potentially serious ankle injury. That left former Washington State quarterback Luke Falk as the only quarterback on the roster, and he had only been promoted from the practice squad just prior to the game. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett had three sacks, and the defense held New York to 262 yards and 3 points. Cleveland receiver Odell Beckham Jr. scored his first touchdown in a Browns uniform in the fourth quarter on a career-high 89-yard play.
In stride, OBJ. He comes back to MetLife and does this. How about it? Odell Beckham Jr., 89-yard touchdown.
Beckham finished the night with 6 catches for 161 yards and that touchdown. Browns are now 1-1. They'll host the LA Rams next on Sunday night. The Jets are 0-2, down to their third-string quarterback and facing a road trip to the New England Patriots next on Sunday. In some more NFL news from yesterday, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is now expected to undergo thumb surgery and could miss around 6 weeks. Brees left Sunday's game in Los Angeles late in the first quarter after his right throwing hand appeared to hit Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald's hand at the end of an incomplete pass. Brees had his right thumb and his lower hand slash wrist taped by a trainer on the bench. He remained sidelined the rest of the game in uniform. ESPN reported yesterday that Brees knew on Sunday night that he would need surgery for ligament damage, but he was still deciding who would do the surgery and when. Now the Saints will turn to the NFL's highest-paid backup quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. Saints head coach Sean Payton said that Bridgewater is capable of filling in.
I said it after the games. You know, I think we see it on a daily basis. You know, we see his arm strength, we see his confidence, we see the leadership. We see all those things.
New Orleans stayed on the West Coast following Sunday's game as they prepare to play at Seattle this coming Sunday. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be without their starting quarterback for much longer than New Orleans. Yesterday, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin announced that Ben Roethlisberger will have surgery on his right elbow and miss the remainder of the season. That decision to have surgery came after Roethlisberger had an MRI on Sunday night. Steelers offense now rests in the hands of former Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph. That wasn't the only news out of Pittsburgh yesterday. Last night, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the Steelers are acquiring defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Miami Dolphins in exchange for a 2020 first-round pick. The Dolphins are also getting the Steelers' 2020 fifth-round pick and a sixth-rounder in 2021. In return, the Steelers will receive Miami's 2020 fourth-round pick and a seventh-round pick the following year. Fitzpatrick, the former first-round pick out of Alabama, received permission to seek a trade from the Dolphins last week because he was unhappy playing multiple positions. In baseball yesterday, Marcell Ozuna knocked in 4 runs, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 4-2. Kyle Schwarber hit a 3-run homer, and the Chicago Cubs won their 5th in a row with an 8-2 victory over Cincinnati. The Colorado Rockies scored 6 runs in the 4th inning. They beat the New York Mets 9-4. Arizona beat Miami 7-5, and Milwaukee beat San Diego 5-1. In the American League, Kansas City rallied to beat Oakland 6-5. Minnesota beat the White Sox 5-3, and Detroit beat Baltimore 5-2 in a matchup of the 2 worst teams in the major leagues. 618 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right. Also coming up, some more details. Voting day today, Spanish Fort and Fairhope. Those feeder patterns for the schools. We'll talk about that. And also, what Netflix just paid for Seinfeld.
Ooh
is right.
If you love the outdoors along the Great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services, guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of The Cowboy Way, Alabama. Hey, bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it, during Dockside Reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be hot with temperatures in the upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, sunny and hot again with highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, everybody. I'm Doug Holton, inviting you to join us every Thursday night at 7 p.m. for Tiger Talk Overtime right here on FM Talk 106.5. It's your chance to talk Auburn athletics, specifically this fall, of course, Tiger football, for an extra hour following Tiger Talk. Tiger Talk Overtime, Thursday nights at 7, right here, only on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. With the Pits and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, construction begins today. The inside lanes of Broad and Beauregard in downtown will be closed between Lawrence Street and State Street. Crews will be working on it for the next 2 weeks and on the speed down back down to 25 miles an hour. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FN Talk 106. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 621 FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, so it's voting day today. Fairhope and Spanish Fort voting on a special 3 mil property tax increase that would be earmarked for schools in Spanish Fort and Fairhope. The only major difference, reported by our WKRG news partners, they said would be the length of the term. If passed, Fairhope's 3 mil increase would last for 30 years, while Spanish Fort's would only last one decade. People who have children in the school district anecdotally seem to be supporting this plan. Opponents have been critical of how holding an oddly timed off-year vote. It's not clear which side would benefit from a low voter turnout. That's what people are thinking is going to happen today. We'll watch this. Remember, 4 years ago, voters in Baldwin County rejected school property tax increases for schools in the failed Build Baldwin Now campaign. However, one precinct in Spanish Fort voted in favor of the tax increase, and Eastern Shore precinct showed the strongest support for the increase back in 2015. Polls open at 7. They're open till 7, and we'll give you any kind of updates we get throughout the day right here at FM Talk 106.5. Now more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Making news out of Montgomery this morning, the former communications director for Governor Kay Ivey will now be in charge of communications for the Alabama Policy Institute. The announcement was made on Monday that Josh Pendergrass would join API. According to the announcement, API is a nonprofit research and educational organization dedicated to strengthening free enterprise, defending limited government, and championing strong families. API president says that Pendergrass has the experience and credentials to expand API's efforts to communicate and promote what the organization says are its conservative values. API said in the news release that Governor Ivey hired Pendergrass as communications director when she became governor in April of 2017, where he worked until July 2018. And Pendergrass has worked in dozens of political campaigns in Alabama in 2010, 2014, and 2018. He's a lawyer who also serves as a pastor at a local church. Closer to home, we're learning even more details about the man killed in a motorcycle accident in Foley Sunday night. Authorities have identified the victim as 41-year-old Michael Fields. The accident happened very close to 10:30 p.m. at the intersection of County Road 12 South and Emerald Drive. A preliminary investigation has revealed that Fields was traveling at a high rate of speed and clipped a vehicle while trying to pass that vehicle, which then caused him to lose control of the motorcycle, go off the road, and hit a culvert and then go airborne. The crash was so powerful it sent the motorcycle into the second story of an abandoned home. Fields was pronounced dead at the scene. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5. Number one, second story. Launched a motorcycle, second story. Also, just a side, there's just a question. It's an open question here with Pendergrass leaving Governor Kay Ivey's office and going to work for API. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that means no more API interviews. on the Midday Show?
Good question.
I wonder if I'm shut down there as well. I wonder if the shutdown travels with the communications director or if it'll be a fresh look.
Well, only one way to find out.
Oh, I'm penning the email right now. All right, this segment of the show brought to you by our friends at Lightstream. Refinancing your credit card balances can lower your interest rate and save you money. That's a fact. And you don't have to be a financial expert to do this. Right now, you can get a credit card consolidation loan from my friends at Lightstream with a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. Lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is 19% APR nationally, means you can save thousands in interest. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. This is always the key with these. People are like, oh, yeah, they get you on the front side with the fees. Okay, here you go, y'all. No application fees, no origination fees, no transaction fees, no prepayment penalties. And you get your money as soon as the day you apply. The online application is so easy, you can do it right from your phone. Lightstream believes people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I mean, why work all that time and have a good credit score if you're not taking advantage of it? And for y'all, you can apply now and get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get that discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan. SULLIV as in Victor, AN. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right. This Seinfeld thing. Now, you and I were talking about this during the news break. Hulu has the rights to Seinfeld right now.
Mm-hmm.
They paid,
I think it was $160 million a year, and that started in 2015, so coming up on, I guess, 4 full years of Seinfeld for Hulu.
Okay, let's do this first. Last episode of Seinfeld was
1998.
Okay, 98. By my calendar, it's 2019.
That's correct. Okay, 21 years.
This show has been shown and shown and shown. Okay, so now you have another suitor for Seinfeld, and that is Netflix. Netflix just has entered into a deal acquiring the worldwide rights to Seinfeld in a 5-year deal worth half $1 billion, or $500 million as I look at it. Netflix won Seinfeld in a bidding war with just about everybody. In addition to Hulu, Amazon, NBC, HBO Max, and CBS All Access were all trying to get it. But Seinfeld did is going to go to Netflix for $100 million a year. So this is, so since 1998, there's not been a new Seinfeld. And here in 2019, the power of that show has Netflix budgeting $100 million a year for one show, decades old in reruns. Wow.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Tuscaloosa police officer was shot and killed while serving a warrant last night. Officer Dornell Cousette was a 13-year veteran of the department and father of two. The suspect was also shot. A Mobile police officer injured during a chase Monday is expected to be okay. That chase on Interstate 10 ended with a crash near Tillman's Corner. Two people were arrested. Voters in Spanish Fort and Fairhope will decide whether to increase property taxes to fund more programs for schools. Those programs have been defined as life enhancement programs. We're told none of the money would go to athletics. It appears Alabama State Historical Commission will retain control of the Clotilda. Wreckage of the last ship known to bring slaves to the U.S. was found in the Delta earlier this year. Friday was the deadline for potential owners to claim the wreckage. No one came forward. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Talking to my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and I know this guy is a healthy guy, and he wants our yards to be healthy as well. It's lawn health time.
Contrary to popular belief, April and May is not the best time to start getting on a lawn care or a lawn health program. Now is actually a pretty good time because we're starting to shift gears from summer into fall, and it's good to clean up what you have right now. If you've got any weeds or you're having any fungal issues, start cleaning that up. Get the grass healthy before it goes to bed, and then really we're working hard towards you having a better lawn next season.
All right, let's do this. Y'all make house calls for our lawn health.
That's right.
How do we get in touch with you to set that up?
Well, you can find us on any of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online, sextonlandscapes.com.
All right, let's make sure our lawns are healthy and put to bed healthy. Call Sid, check him out online. Sid Sexton, Sexton Lawn and Landscape.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and foresight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Why should you call ProTint to protect your valuable assets from sun damage? Factory tinted glass on trucks and SUVs are only good for privacy purposes. The professionals at ProTint use quality ceramic films on all windows to create a much cooler interior. Ceramic films also increase durability and provide superior protection against interior damage. Plus, ceramic films are metal-free, glare-resistant, and shatter-resistant. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call ProTint 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Talks continued through the night between the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors, but no progress toward a deal has been reported. Meanwhile, Vanessa Yurkovich reports from Detroit the striking workers are back on picket lines.
These workers here and across the country will be out on the picket lines every 6 hours. They're on six-hour shifts. That's in order to get paid by the union $250 a week while they're on strike, but that is nowhere near what they get paid from GM. So clearly these workers holding out hope, but also wanting to get back on the job pretty soon.
The House Judiciary Committee has former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski testifying today at what's called the first official hearing in an impeachment investigation. Britain's Supreme Court is set to decide whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson broke the law when he suspended Parliament just weeks before the UK is due to leave the European Union. Lower courts have given contradictory rulings. It was the Cleveland Browns over the New York Jets 23-3 in Monday Night Football. Stock futures are down. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. GM stands to lose as much as $100 million a day if the nationwide strike of auto workers continues. Auto industry analysts estimate that the walkout, which began yesterday and involves roughly 46,000 full-time workers in more than 30 factories across 10 states, could dent GM's profit by between $50 and $100 million daily. Stalled production could slash more than a tenth of GM's expected third-quarter operating profit of $3.5 billion by the weekend, though GM could make up some lost production once workers return. The CEO of SeaWorld Entertainment is stepping down just months into the job. Gus Antorcha has resigned as the top executive of the theme park company, as well as his position on the company's board of directors. In a statement provided by the Orlando-based company, Antorcha said he still believes in SeaWorld's mission, even though he may have a different approach. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open after stocks closed lower yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Fred.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed, and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
We're at 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So what do you have on tap for today? How hot for today?
Well, yesterday we got 94, but it looks like we're going to top that today. We had some clouds around yesterday and even a few isolated thunderstorms. It was a very heavy thunderstorm in the Spanish Fort area, and Fairhope got a brief shower, and there were some others around. But officially at the airport, no rain. So far for the month of September, now we're in the 17th day, no rain officially out at the airport for the month. But the 94 will top that today. It looks like we're going to get into the upper 90s, high as 98 degrees this afternoon. The good thing is the humidity will be on the low side. That makes it more comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
But the heat index, up around 105 for this afternoon. Tonight, we'll cool only into the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, another hot day. Sunny and up to 98 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, there is some good news here as far as temperatures are concerned. There is a cold front that is up in eastern Tennessee, pretty close to the northern border now of Alabama and Georgia. We call this a backdoor cold front, and it's going to come in through Alabama rather than coming through Mississippi, as most cold fronts do when they eventually arrive here in Mobile. So that front will move into Alabama tomorrow, and then tomorrow night will make its way all the way down to the coast, and it will cool us down a little bit, so that's going to help. So for Thursday, we may see a few thunderstorms develop here along the coast with the arrival of that front. And the high on Thursday will be in the low 90s. The front will move offshore on Friday, and we will see highs in the upper 80s. So mostly sunny upper 80s on Friday. And as for the weekend, it looks good. Saturday, mostly sunny around 90. And then Sunday, we start to move back up into the 90s again. It'll be sunny and a high of about 92 degrees. So we're going to get a little bit of a break here coming in Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then it's back into the low 90s as we get into early next week.
Hey, we'll take what we can get after what we've gone through. The upper 80s sounds great. All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics? What's going on there?
You know, we still have Humberto, which is well off the east coast, about due east of Georgia, but no threat to any U.S. coastal area. Highest winds are up around 90 miles per hour. It's headed to the northeast. It's going to stay out in the open waters, and it looks like it'll pass just north of Bermuda. There's another disturbance, the tropical wave, about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast. It has a pretty good potential for growing into a tropical storm, but right now it looks like it will stay out over the open waters. We hope that it will continue more on a northwest track and eventually turn to the north. There are some other tropical waves out in the Atlantic, so it's still fairly busy, but only one named storm at the moment.
Yeah, you've pointed out that while we just passed a statistical peak of hurricane season, there is a second half, and that could be busy.
Yes, that all indications are it will be busy, and carrying us well into October. So we're a long ways away from the end of the hurricane season.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Speaking of weather, saw this story. School districts are debating what position to take after New York City announced that 1.1 million public school students could skip classes without penalty to join the global youth climate strikes happening on Friday.
Wow, I would I'd skip class.
Yeah, I mean, kids, they don't care. You got a cause? It gets me out of class? Okay, I'm for it. So looking at a tweet here from New York City Public Schools, it says, at NYC schools will excuse absences of students participating in the hashtag climate strike on Friday 9/20. Students will need parental consent. Younger students can only leave school with a parent. Then Mayor Bill de Blasio then says New York City schools will be sharing guidance with parents, educators, and students on how students will be able to participate in Friday's events in the next few days. So they have a citywide skip school day.
Right, it's unbelievable.
Climate strike.
And I'm sure whoever's in charge, you know, they're probably behind. They were probably for the climate strike. But even if they weren't, can you imagine the moms showing up at their desk? If the moms in New York City, if they made the kids go to school and miss climate day, I would say, you know what, go ahead, because I don't want to deal with this.
That's great. So we just acquiesce, you know, anything because we don't want to deal with it? Y'all skip school?
Probably.
Okay. You're probably right. 640, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center again. Construction begins today. The inside lanes in Broad and Beauregard downtown. It could be closed between Lawrence Street and State Street for the next 2 weeks. Make sure you have your speed limit back down to 25 miles an hour. As for now, we're accident-free. A good start to the morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote no on the property tax increase in Fairhope and Spanish Fort on September 17th. Last week, I attended forums, and at both meetings, I argued that raising property taxes now is the wrong approach because math and reading proficiency scores for high schools in both districts are very low by any standard. Go to our website and see what Fairhope scores were in 2015 based on a study that was done then. The fact of the matter is that low proficiency scores are a countywide problem and need a countywide solution. CSC solution, repurpose money already in the budget to improve math and reading proficiency countywide. The money is there, use it better. We just had the gas tax forced on us. Property taxes are rising in Baldwin County. Montgomery is punishing us for daring to say no to their toll on the new bridge. When does it stop? Make it stop this Tuesday. Vote no on raising property taxes.
Paid for by the Common Sense Campaign. P.O. Box 7646, Spanish Fort, Alabama.
642, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and Kelly. She's got her headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It is not the right note that Grammy Award-winning group Alabama Shakes wants to hear this morning. As we now know, drummer Steve Johnson was arrested over the weekend on a misdemeanor charge of violating a protection from abuse order. The 33-year-old was booked into the Limestone County Jail in Athens Sunday morning. At this hour, authorities are not releasing how he violated the protection order, but earlier this year, a judge did issue the protection order after Johnson's ex-wife accused him of threatening and harassing her and stalking her as well. According to court records, the couple divorced back in 2018 after about 3.5 years of marriage. In April, Johnson pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief and sentenced to 2 years of probation for damaging the exterior door jamb at a man's home in Athens. In that protection order request, Johnson's ex-wife said he kicked in the door at her friend's home. Johnson's being held right now without bail set. New numbers are in when it comes to high-paying jobs, and for the fourth straight year, data scientists rank as the number one job in America. Their median base is a salary of $108,000. That's according to MarketWatch. So the name of the survey is Glassdoor's 50 Best Jobs in America. Three factors were taken into account in the job rating, and they include earning potential, median annual base salary, overall job satisfaction rating, and number of job openings. And rounding out the top five were nursing managers, marketing managers, occupational therapists, and product managers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne. This News 5 FM Talk 1065 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Tuscaloosa police officer was shot and killed in the line of duty. Officer Dornell Cousette was serving a warrant when the suspect ran into a house. Gunfire was exchanged. Both were hit. Cousette was rushed to the hospital where he died. The 40-year-old officer was a 13-year veteran of the Tuscaloosa Police Department and a father of two. A doctor in Mobile has been arrested, accused of illegally prescribing painkillers. Chiquitra Maltby has been charged with possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance. From 9 until 3 today, veterans can get free dental care in Pensacola. Aspen Dental will offer the free services in their handicap-accessible mobile bus parked at Vince Wibbs Community Maritime Park. That's on West Main Street. Voters in Spanish Fort and Fairhope will decide today whether to increase property taxes to fund more programs for schools. You can find more information about the vote on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Odell Beckham Jr. sets a career high on Monday Night Football. The injury bug hits NFL quarterbacks, and a former Alabama safety is on the move. It's 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns got their first win of the season with a 23-3 victory over the New York Jets. The depleted Jets were already without starting quarterback Sam Darnold after he was diagnosed with mono last week. That's the kissing disease, right?
Yeah, do you get that when you're older?
I don't know. I guess so. Darnold got it. In the second quarter, his replacement, Trevor Siemian, went down with a potentially serious ankle injury after he was hit by Myles Garrett. That left former Washington State quarterback Luke Falk as the only quarterback on the roster, and he had only been promoted from the practice squad just prior to the game. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett had three sacks, and the defense held New York to 262 yards and 3 points. Cleveland wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. scored his first touchdown in a Browns uniform. Happened in the fourth quarter on a career-high 89-yard touchdown.
In stride, OBJ. He comes back to MetLife and does this. How about it, Odell Beckham Jr.?
Beckham finished the night with six catches for 161 yards and that touchdown. Browns are 1-1. They'll host the L.A. Rams next on Sunday night. The Jets are 0-2, down to their third-string quarterback and facing a road trip to the New England Patriots on Sunday. In some more NFL news from yesterday, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is expected to undergo thumb surgery and could miss around 6 weeks. Brees left Sunday's game in Los Angeles late in the first quarter after his right throwing hand appeared to hit Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald's hand at the end of an incomplete pass. Brees had his right thumb and his lower hand slash wrist taped up by a trainer on the bench. He remained sidelined for the rest of the game in his uniform. ESPN reported yesterday that Brees knew on Sunday night that he needed surgery, but was still deciding who would do the surgery and when. Now the Saints turn to the NFL's highest-paid backup quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. Saints head coach Sean Payton said that Bridgewater is capable of filling in.
I said it after the games. You know, I think we see it on a daily basis.
You know, we see his arm strength, we see his confidence, we see the leadership. We see all those things.
New Orleans stayed on the West Coast following Sunday's game as they prepare to play at Seattle this coming week. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be without their starting quarterback for much longer than New Orleans. Yesterday, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin announced that Ben Roethlisberger will have surgery on his right elbow and miss the remainder of the season. The decision to have surgery came after Roethlisberger had an MRI on Sunday night. The Steelers offense now rests in the hands of former Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph. That wasn't the only news out of Pittsburgh yesterday. Last night, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the Steelers are acquiring defensive back Minka Fitzpatrick from the Miami Dolphins in exchange for a 2020 first-round pick. The Dolphins are also getting the Steelers' 2020 fifth-round pick and a sixth-rounder the following year. In return, the Steelers will get Miami's fourth-round pick for 2020 and a seventh-round pick in 2021. Fitzpatrick, the former first-round pick out of Alabama, received permission to seek a trade from the Dolphins last week because he was reportedly unhappy with playing multiple positions. In baseball yesterday, Marcell Ozuna knocked in four runs, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 4-2. Kyle Schwarber hit a three-run homer, and the Chicago Cubs won their fifth in a row with an 8-2 victory over Cincinnati. The Colorado Rockies scored six runs in the fourth inning. They beat the New York Mets 9-4. Arizona beat Miami 7-5, and Milwaukee beat San Diego 5-1. In the American League, Kansas City rallied to beat Oakland 6-5. Minnesota beat the White Sox 5-3. And in a battle between the two worst teams in the major leagues, Detroit beat Baltimore 5-2. 651 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, I-165 at Bay Bridge, also 3 Notch in Dawes Road. You've got some traffic. It's going to be slower, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Looks good. Northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. A good ride across the Bayway over towards the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be hot with temperatures in the upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, sunny and hot again with highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
653 FM Talk 106.5, and happy Constitution Day to you.
Yeah, same to you.
Yeah, it's this is September 17th. It's formally observed, I guess, the third Sunday. Third Sunday of May is Citizenship Day, and then Constitution Day is September 17th each year. And what do you do today? You Enjoy liberty.
Oh, okay.
And drink. Yes, you drink Sam Adams, right?
I thought you were going to say read the Constitution, but that's...
We'll do some of that, actually, in the midday show.
Okay.
We've done that in the past, and we'll talk about that. You know, I lament the cult of personality that goes on in politics these days. It's all about the people and not about the document, and today's a day. Hopefully, we can focus some attention on the document that makes us different, makes us great as a nation.
While we drink Sam Adams. Perfect.
We'll probably do that. All right, 6:54, more headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. To the skies we go as the U.S. Air Force is introducing their new training plane. The T-7A Red Hawk features a red tail colored scheme, just like the Republic P-47 Thunderbolts and North American P-51 Mustangs flown by the Tuskegee Airmen, the first black military pilots in World War II. The name of the training plane is another tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen. The black pilots also flew the Curtiss P-40 Warhawk during their missions. The acting Secretary of the Air Force, Matthew Donovan, says the T-7A will be the staple of a new generation of aircraft. The Red Hawk offers advanced capabilities for training tomorrow's pilots on data links, simulated radar, smart weapons, defensive management systems, as well as synthetic training capabilities. In your education news this morning, Davidson High School celebrating one of their brightest stars. A recent Facebook post says, quote, "Our very own Maria Moxie is one of four MCPSS students to be named a National Merit Scholarship semifinalist. They are among approximately 16,000 semifinalists chosen from over 1.5 million seniors who took the pre-SAT last year. Finalists will be announced in February, and winners will be announced later in the spring. Congratulations to these exemplary students. Hashtag Davidson Difference. Hashtag Learning Leading." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hashtag thanks for the update. 6:56, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. So we have how many quarterbacks injured right now?
Oh, a bunch.
I mean, what the heck is happening here?
You had Luck retire, Breeze is out 6 weeks, Roethlisberger out for the year, one with the kissing disease up in New York. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, it is strange when you're post-college and you get mono or whatever. But, I mean, mate, you know what? I could use it now. I remember getting mono one time at the University of Alabama, and I think I was down to, like, way below. I think I lost, like, 35 pounds. I didn't have a bunch to lose back then. I lost like 35 pounds or something like that. So if I could get mono now, get a little time off from work, lose a pound or two, that'd be a good thing.
Yeah, you might lose more than that if you get mono now. But, you know, 21 years old, the quarterback for the New York Jets, if you're not going to get mono then, when are you going to get it?
Yeah, that's true. Good point. All right. And yeah, and today is Constitution Day. We the people should be, you know, working to form a more perfect union every day. But today we'll focus on it, talk more about this in the 8 o'clock hour and coming up in the midday show today. All right, the latest from Dr. Bill and News 5, plus Kelly's headlines all straight ahead on this Tuesday morning. By the way, voting day for Spanish Fort and Fairhope. Polls open in 2.5 minutes and are open till 7 tonight. We'll talk more about that vote when we return.